pattern which would go down, salinity up and down, so on, but this pattern of currents stay the same for long periods of time. They are solution good enough to adapt to compensate these changes until they cannot anymore, and then they change, but they change quickly, not gradually. The hunting tactics of the African warblers. They're the best hunters because they're most efficient. They 80% of their hunts are successful. And they mostly hunt in open plains. So one of their favorite tactics is that they pick up a single animal and then they hunt in a pack. So they make her run zigzag. But they take turns. So like two or three are chasing, the rest are taking a rest. So the result is that the prey gets exhausted much before than the dogs, and then it is easy to catch. And this is a solution that works for tens of thousands, for hundreds of thousands of years, very successfully. The wing of a housefly. If a helicopter, which is somehow similar, have a similar solution, would have the tip of a wing is so steep, it would crash because of the air currents behind. But the fly is exactly at the right moment, it flips the wing, and it actually takes advantage of this vortex that would crash the helicopter. And this is one of the reasons why it is so hard to catch a fly. Printing press. It changed reality dramatically. And interesting it is that it spread in Europe at the end of 15th century like an explosion. In 20 years it was all over, and before it didn't exist. Much like internet, for instance. 2 decades ago it was just almost nobody used it, now almost it affects everyone. Industry. It changed reality even more because it made the ratio between the input of human toil and the output of produced good, it put it much higher. But as we can see, if applied sloppily, it can have many bad side effects, from poverty to garbage and so on. Fast train. I choose this example because I see big potential in it, but it is not much used yet. Okay, so where were these solutions? I could go on with examples into infinity, of course, but where were these solutions before they entered reality, before they were put on the earth or anywhere else? Well, obviously they had to exist in potential, not in real, but in potential. But in potential that was really possible. And how to draw such a thing? Well, I took a solution is kind of a path through time, because its only definition is that it works again and again through time. So I took kind of a folded path, and this is the symbol for a solution, a potential solution, and there are infinitely many. And now imagine together the solutions that existed any time in the past exist now or have real possibility to come into reality any time in the future. And put all this together, what do we get? We get a kind of an abstract space which I call infinite potential of solutions. But this abstract space is completely connected to material reality. It cannot exist without it. Okay, but how do new solutions enter reality? I will take an example from biology, from evolution. Darwin thought that new species enter reality through gradual change of old species. But then Stephen Jay Gould, he said an amendment, which he said, this is very good theory, but here Darwin was wrong. It is not like this. For instance, we have a population one, which populations exist for about a few millions of years, typically. And then you have a isolated subpopulation of a species in a completely different circumstances. And usually such subpopulations just die out. But from time to time, they very quickly, in a few thousand years, which is like nothing compared to a few million years, they evolve into something different. And then this tiny population of completely different population, a new solution,